Sign off with Sam continues on 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM.
I'm John Foster. It is a special AM Columbus version with Sign Off with Sam today, and I'm joined in the studio by Sam Silvermaker and a couple of special guests here in studio with us right now. Hetty George, former athletic director at Columbus North High School, very active with the alumni group, and Pete King. I think I've maybe crossed paths with him once or twice in the past. Thanks for being with the both of you. Appreciate
it's an honor and a pleasure, John.
Okay.
And Sam.
Would that be the beloved barrister?
It could be. the much-loved lawyer. What else? Here we go with the alliterations, right? That's one of our strengths. Hetty, you're here. You've been involved with this guy in some way, shape, or form for a while. Give me some thoughts, some reflections you have.
Sure. My direct connection to Sam began in the early 70s when I was a girls' basketball coach and calling in to his home phone all the results. And by the way, I still know his home number by memory. I think it's right there next to my grandchildren's birthdays. I mean, it's right there. Yeah. Sam has emceed several events for us, both athletics and alumni with reunions, and he's always made things so special and just gives us just an extra classy event. And we're always hope that we can fit Sam, or he can fit us into his schedule. And the only time he ever turns us down is if he has a football game or a basketball game to broadcast. Yeah. But just a special man, and I consider him a friend.
Can you talk a little bit about the relationship and the relative ease of getting news on the air, because it's not always the case in a lot of markets?
Oh, you're right. I mean, he, you know, you called him anytime. Yeah. And if he's not there, he's, you know, he's got a voicemail, and he supports not only our youth of the community, but our adults too. And that makes him even more special.
Okay. Talking with Hetty George, who's in the studio on behalf of the Bulldog Alumni Group, and Pete King, who's if memory serves me right, Pete, you and Sam have probably crossed paths in a football press box on occasion during the course of a football season, huh?
Yeah, we have. And Sam, as you know, it's always very reassuring to look down at the end of the press box there and you're calling the Bulldog game. It is just an extraordinary service you've provided our community, truly an iconic figure in our community, and we thank you for your many, many years of service. But I remember fondly one time when AD was quarterbacking, and I'm there in the press box identifying the visiting team and for the announcer, and I felt like there was a late hit, and the dad part of me came out when I was expressing something to the referee. And of course, Sam was on the air, and he looked down at me like that, and I said, oh, my gosh, I apologize, Sam. I hope I didn't ruin that part of the radio rock. But the point of the matter is, it's just, as I said, reassuring to always see you there, and you are always there. The other thing that I'd like to just let the community know, one of the special days for the Bulldog Alumni Association is that Senior Awards Day, when mm-hmm. we've been very blessed and honored to recognize a student who's going to go on and study journalism. And we have the Samuel Silvermaker Journalism Award that we give out every year. And as a tribute to not only what you've done for the community in that journalistic approach that you've mm-hmm. taken over the years, but now to pass it on, the legacy, your legacy, to pass it on to new generations of students at Columbus North High School who are interested in doing journalism. And so we're really, really honored that you've allowed us to do that and recognize students in that way. Because at the end of the day, Sam, you've always been, I think, about the students, the young people. One other memory I have, if I may, Brother John, is early on at Rotary, when we wanted to start a new program and we wanted to kind of celebrate the Northeast weekend that we mm-hmm. have in our community, the first call I made was to Sam Silvermaker to be our MC. And you've responded to the bell ever since, and you are the perfect voice at that particular program to kind of balance out and bring all the information to the community about these young people and the athletic events they're going to be participating. A big weekend in Columbus, so thank you, Sam. But we also thank Fran as well.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Better ask him if you have a second about the Columbus North Alumni Association.
Please do.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about the Alumni Association. Matter of fact, you have an event going on today, yes?
We do.
Talk about that a little bit.
Huh? We've got our executive director extraordinaire, Hetty George, with us, and I'll defer to her first and add whatever.
Pete's going to play today.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that?
Need a caddy?
Well, I just bought
that. Okay.
He wants a cart, and we said, no, Pete, par three, you don't have a cart.
Oh.
No. We had our first official alumni meeting in 2009. And I think, and I know, our first signature project was starting the Samuel P. Simmermaker Journalism Communication Scholarship in 2010. And Natalie Bush was our first recipient. And this year, our recipient is Bryn Stewart. So we're just so proud of that. And we've moved it from $1,000 to $2,000 now.
Good.
Very good. And so our alumni then, started the Alumni Brick Plaza the next year in 2011. We started the Bulldog Alumni Hall of Fame in 2013. And now we're very pleased with the Teacher Appreciation Program. We're still giving scholarships, several others besides Sam's, but also we're pleased with the Teacher Appreciation Program and what we do for teachers in supporting them throughout the year.
It's Sign Off with Sam, and we have special guests in studio today to talk about Sam's 64-year career and their members and thoughts and so forth. But, Sam, the inquiring minds want to know, how many steps to get up to the press box at Andrews Field?
I lost count at 54.
Okay. I remembered that. So, matter of fact, sidebar story, after I had heart surgery, I was supposed to do a band event there. And I took my daughter and said, I'm going to see if I can navigate the stairs. And if I can, I'm good to go for the Sound North at the time. And she said, that's a long way up. I said, no, it's 54 steps. I had that verified by somebody that I worked very closely with. So,
was that before or after the new press box, Sam?
Oh.
After.
After. There you go.
May I thank
you? Please do.
Two wonderful folks. I mean, Columbus embraced us from day one, but nobody any more so than the Columbus High School and now Columbus North High School family, the Bulldog Nation, if you will.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys and gals.
And one quick thing, too. I made some mention with Chuck Wells being in here, and I'll get the North perspective. We have been really blessed in this community with some outstanding athletes who are getting a lot of recognition to this community. It's always been that way, but it seems to be even more so these days. When we do sports in this community, people around the state are aware of it.
Oh, definitely. We're fortunate to have had outstanding athletes from back in the teens, starting with Chuck Taylor, now we have Tyler Duncan playing golf now professionally, and just many students who attend on college scholarships and participate and make Columbus proud, certainly, and we're proud of the Bulldogs.
And did I understand, too, that the Bulldog Alumni Association has a video featuring Sam?
Yes, on
right
Facebook,
now,
and I will mention that.
Please.
Sam's moved up in the world. He nowadays, and certainly better than I do, on Facebook, and he gives the daily results on the games and the scores. I think that's terrific, and Kim West, our main Facebooker for alumni, I think they trade information.
She's your curator.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely.
But I have to tell you, I have chided Sam in recent years about his reluctance to the new recording technology. He still persists with the cassette recorders. I have no idea where you find cassette recorders and cassettes anymore, but you have quite a stock, don't you?
Our chief engineer has supplied me with them, and they eventually wear out, but there are some cassette recorders on the internet.
Yep.
I interviewed the hockey voice, Doc Emrick, back in the day. He's now retired, I think, but if you follow hockey, you've heard him on the network. I interviewed him. I had my cassette recorder. He said, is there a tape in that? Yes,
Doc. Sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Boy, I owe a lot to these people.
Eddie, Pete, final thoughts before I turn you loose today?
Well, John, as we do, constitutionally speaking, a show second, fourth Wednesdays of each month, it just always is kind of an honor to be walking into this studio, the Sam Cinemaker studio, and to do that show. And again, one of those legacies, Sam. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, definitely. The times that he's emceed for us, and we're always very pleased that he has time to do that, and he just makes things special. And just normally the fist bump, I mean, nobody's better than connecting with people than Samuel P.
Before COVID, I was known for a strong handshake.
Yes.
I may go back to that, by the way. And the scholarships. We still meet folks in Kroger or wherever, and they tell us that their daughter is doing well and she's still involved in something with the media connection, the scholarship winners. You mentioned the first one and so on, and the current one. Mike Cutsko, the fireman, his daughter was a winner, and she's just flourished in that area.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Sam, I didn't mention this, should have. The 2018 award winner for the Samuel P. Journalism Award was working on a media team that won a Pulitzer Award in 2018.
Whoa.
Can you imagine that?
Look at that.
So that's the quality of what we're attracting, and that's that legacy.
Thank Good you. Deal. Eddie, Pete, thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time today.
Sure.
Thanks so very much.
Thank you, Sam.
Very good.
Very good.
Thank you. We love you, Sam.
Very good.
We'll give you a hug later.
Okay. I'll take that under advisement.
Sammy, we can talk about it, too. You know, one of the nice things that you've been blessed with, we've been blessed with in terms of sports in particular, great facilities to broadcast from.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
376-436-265.
But nice press boxes, they're air-conditioned and things. You got good visibility. That's not always the case when you travel around southern Indiana.
One of the most wonderful gymnasiums in the world.
Oh, yeah. You talk about the old days at Miss Memorial and, when it would be packed and we used to have ticket raffles or whatever you want to call it here. And just incredible. So, anyway, good stuff, and I appreciate that. By the way, while we've had Pete and Hetty in here, I want to talk just a little bit about your play-by-play preparation, your pregame routine. You have a routine you go through, because I watch you when we're doing baseball, where you script your opening comments. How long have you been doing that, and what prompted that?
Probably forever, and I also, in the last few years, kind of refer to what I've posted on Facebook as for my notes, as opposed to jotting down as much.
Yeah. But I notice you sit there scratching something on a piece of paper and getting ready to go and stuff like that. And if anybody could walk in at the last minute with nothing and do it, you'd be the guy I'd vote for. But no, your little meticulous attention to detail has been one of the hallmarks, I think, that I've picked up from you.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
We touched on just a little bit about some what I would call play-by-play heroes, folks that you listened to growing up and said, boy, if I could be like them, I'd be happy. Give me a couple.
Well, number one is Harry Carey.
Yeah.
And folks in this day and age remember Harry as the showman.
Yes.
The peddler, if you will. But before that, he was the quintessential radio sports play-by-play guy. He was crisp. He was concise. He was compelling. And did a Cardinal baseball on radio over KMOX and was heard in 44 out of the 48 states at night, at least. And he was certainly, he paid attention to detail. He didn't mispronounce names or make gaffes on the air as he was prone to do in his later years with the Cubs.
Sure.
So he was number one, and I had to fight daily to come up with the broadcast, because this was before 50,000-watt KMOX.
Oh, yes.
Day games, if the weather cooperated, on WDZ in Tuscola, Illinois. Nighttime, a station in Miami, Oklahoma.
Okay. Sammy P. Simmermaker, as we're doing sign-off with Sammy, and we're going to continue with more on this Friday morning, soon to become a Friday afternoon here on 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM, a special AM Columbus broadcast. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.